podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd first like you to go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funneled on Defense. Just finish this one first and then pull the car over or stop your run and go over and check the other ones out, download all of them. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. But we would like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I don't have a lot of sponsors that I talk about, and Dr. Dish is one of them. I believe in this machine. It is great. It has helped our team. You mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off. That's all. That's probably the best compliment I can give. Is a lot of people approach me about talking about them and being sponsors on here, and Dr. Dish, I believe in them so much that that's why I do it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is what I would have wanted as a young 25-year-old coach. I would have wanted all of these resources, and maybe it would have helped me win a few more state titles. I don't know. But from someone that's been a nationally ranked coach and had nationally ranked teams and won that numerous state titles, this thing is everything you need to take your team to the next level. We offer a 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Go over and check it out, and let's head off the podcast.
Got it.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to High School Hoops. Yeah. Episode 2-something. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a lot. We were reminiscing before we came live, and, November is our 5th-year anniversary. We're going to have some special stuff in our 5th year. I'm telling you. I'm not sure what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. All right. So before we jump in too far, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine, bar none. I won't say the three shooting machines that Dr. Dish we have got us a 62% effective field goal percentage and 54 or 57 last night. Maybe it's getting the ball inside a little bit more. But anyway, that helps. But they are helpful. I would highly recommend them. Mention us and you'll get $450 off. So pretty good deal. And then go over, check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. The one-stop shop for every basketball coach. Everything you need to be the coach that you want to be, I'm telling you. I've got some great ideas. I haven't even told you this. I've got some videos of kind of how we behind the scenes stuff. It's going to be really cool. But anyway, I'm not going to give too much away.
I looked at your site a couple weeks ago. It's really evolving.
It's getting there. It's getting there. We're going to do a big, we're going to leave it up and then we're going to copy it and do a whole new rebrand.
How the site looks,
everything, but we're probably going to do that in the spring, so no one will lose service, but I gotta do a whole new revamp kind of thing. So yeah, we'll see. That'll be the off-season work. If I can get to it.
Your backpack, right. I don't know, it's in my car, sorry.
That's okay,
we're live. It's all right,
we're live. What, your backpack? What's in your backpack?
My son's backpack. Oh, I don't know, he's looking for his gloves, he's going sledding.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
We have like 11 inches of snow out by us right today.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. Here. I bought a battery powered snowblower. It's awesome. Awesome.
You got one lately? Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. Then the thing is, it starts right away. That's the best part.
Nice.
And you get that, you get the pack at the end of the driveway and you can't take care of it. It's like, it's awesome. Yeah. All right. So today's topic is senior night. Is that correct?
Yeah, senior night. It's we constantly talk about different topics, and this one is something we've never talked about before. I believe so. I don't think we've ever have.
I don't think we have. I think we talked about
end of season either.
Stuff. So I like senior night. I have combined senior night and parent night together.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's about the seniors, like the banquet's about the seniors.
Yeah. I was going to say that as well.
Yeah. But so we introduce all the parents. And then we do something special for the seniors. which is nice. I think it's a nice way to celebrate them and their accomplishments and them being part of the team and 4 years in the program and yada, yada, yada. It's great. You know, it's like the whole one thing that's going on now is these banners and everyone wants banners. I didn't want them when my son was graduating, but I let the parents decide if they want to get them or not. And usually the vote's yes, which is fine if they want to buy.
Yeah,
the
we
banner.
Used to do, when I was coaching high school, is, you know, the big fat heads. Everybody had a big fat head of their kid. That was a big thing, you know.
Oh,
the
that's
giant
cool.
Picture.
Yeah.
And then they could bring that to playoff time if they wanted to. I the banners are expensive, you know, and I don't
and
know
what
how
do
much
you
it
do
is.
With them? That's my argument. Like, so I buy my seniors for their present from me at the end of at the banquet is I buy them like a painted picture of their uniform. I give it to them.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Very neat. Does
And I've
some
done
like
that. Yeah,
local
no, I
artist
found
do it?
somebody on Etsy that does it. It's really good.
Okay. Very cool.
It's very cool. And I like it, and it's kind of my gift to them.
Yeah. What I do for a senior gift for me is, when I was coaching high school, I was do alumni jackets. So I would take the logo that I designed when I was coaching high school, and then I would put alumni underneath it. And I never did with the school I was coaching at. We had Cardinal red as our main color, but we always did our coats in black and gray. But the only people that ever got to wear Cardinal red jackets were people that graduated from the program. And so that was kind of a cool thing where they had their alumni jackets. So when they came back from college and so forth, when they came to games, you know, they were the only kids that had those Cardinal red alumni jackets, which was really cool. And they put them on. We take a picture together at banquet time with their alumni jacket, which is really, really, really neat experience.
I love that idea.
Yeah. And it was not super expensive. And you know, it takes a logo that I generated and I just put alumni under it. And every year I would just change the style of coat and stick with the same color, but we would never do Cardinal red jackets for, like, you know, team apparel. Like team apparel store would never do it. We would never do Cardinal red jackets or sweatshirts for, like, you know, travel
warm
gear.
ups or
It was
anything.
Nothing. It was always black or gray or white or like something more like more of a neutral color.
Because right.
That red is a pretty vibrant color. It's not where you're going to wear all the time.
Right.
People are more likely to wear that all the time if it's a more of a neutral color.
Right.
But that red jacket is something to wear when you come back from college and so forth. So that was always one thing I thought was really cool to honor the seniors, which I think is way cooler than a poster, because you know what I mean?
You know where my son's poster is? It's rolled up by the washer and dryer. Hey coach, you can talk if you want. I'll just keep talking. You can mute yourself and go talk.
I'm
going to
mute myself for a second because my kid is asking.
And I will keep going.
Because
I'm going to talk about
the
parent thing.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk about your parent thing and how you right now Coach Collins is going to talk about how he integrates senior night and parent night, and I'll be back in about 1 to 2 minutes.
Yep, no problem.
It could be 10, but who knows? All right.
Who knows? Life kind of comes up. So a couple things. So the first thing is with parent night. So we did this about 3 or 4 years ago. So we do it before the varsity game. So we'd introduce all of our JV or sophomore team, and then we introduce the parents of the non-seniors. And then after that, we introduce the seniors and read the excerpts and all that stuff about them and have them parents come out, give a flower and blah, blah, blah. And then we go back into the locker room, do our little, here we go, here we go, here we go. This is what we need to do, X and O's. And then we come back out. So I try to keep it as normal as I can on the stretch, but it's a good way to kind of either that, or I'd do parent night right at the beginning of the season when everyone's kind of like end of the season, beginning of the season. But it's kind of just putting them together, I think, has been an effective way of kind of keeping that all straight, in my opinion. So anyway, so that's what kind of the way that we pivoted. Do you have anything else to add? He is back.
So a couple other things we did, I've done is I write a letter to the seniors and I put it in the program insert. I try to change that every year, just kind of, you know, based on the group that I have, I try to write a personal letter and everybody can read about it. We've done some like questionnaires and fun things where the seniors can respond and people can read something smaller that they can keep forever. You know, whether, you know, like those big posters are something you can't keep forever. But
what
like a little
do?
Insert.
What are you going to do with that poster when you're 35?
I know. I had a painted soccer ball with my soccer number on it. It was cut out of cardboard. It was awesome. I kept it for like 20 years, and then I had to throw it away because I had no good use for it anymore. But like, I was so emotionally attached to it. I get it. But after a while, it's just useless.
Right. You're not going to hang that up in your dorm room in college.
So question for you about senior night. Do you get every senior in the game?
I do not start every senior, and I try to get every senior in the game. So usually if you're on my team, yes, I try to. For senior night, I try to get them in.
Yeah.
I won't start them. That's the same. I mean, I'm going to play.
That's how my high school coach was too. He made it. He's like, and I was a off the bench guy my junior and senior year, but I got in on senior night. It was, you know, he found a way to get everybody in.
Yep.
And
and usually if you're on my squad, I think he can help if you're a senior. If I don't think he can help, you're probably not going to be on my team. So that makes it a little bit
take your size of your program, right?
Yeah.
And I never really had that problem with coaching at a smaller school. Usually your seniors more than likely are getting into the game at that point, right? And if they're not playing, they're probably don't really want to be on your team, you know.
No, they'll take up curling. That's
right.
What I
exactly.
Say.
So that's kind comeback. Of an easy
it's
thing.
Like, you can always take up curling. And they look at me like, what's curling? I go, well, look it up. You could take up curling. That's always an alternative. All right. Anything else with that, coach?
No, I just think you got to make it what you want. I think there's a lot of options about it, and it doesn't always have to be what everybody else is doing. It could be very small, you know, and I often believe that senior night is very small. I think you really should focus more on your banquet and emphasize on that, because you'll have more time to really communicate, and what people hear from your voice and what those parents hear and that child hears is far more important than a poster on a wall.
Right. And senior night, it's a senior banquet. I always say it's a senior banquet. I know. My son didn't get his. That's too bad. But
at least he got to have his last season, though. Some kids didn't get to have his
last
season.
He didn't get, he got to play. So that's.
Yeah, he got to play. Yes. And he got to complete his season. Much more kids did not. So
I know. All right. Till next week.
Next time. Bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.